Mobile.
Renex E Mobile.
KK4POT Mobile.
That's your morning.
I'm just excited to have a blueberry pie, brother.
One yet.
3 years comes in, it'll be some sour raspberry.
Lemon meringue.
Cable and the coax, it wasn't getting you the free shipping.
Even look.
Gotcha.
Figured get you just to get what I needed, and then you get free shipping.
Can get the stuff to build another one of them antennas, but do a with that outdoor box, you know, weatherproof box.
CES, good morning to y'all.
KK4POT.
Good morning, Andrew.
Man, so late, y'all.
Weekend. I just said I got to try the try that antenna out this past weekend. So I me and my oldest son set it up and hooked it up and it tuned right up and within, I mean the first station I scrolled to, I just flipped it on. I was on 40 and turned it on and just scrolled. I heard some stations coming in that was doing parts on the air, and first try in, they were in Pennsylvania, and I was just running 5 watts, and first call out, got in, and then talked to Northeast Georgia right after that, and which is, that was more of what I was trying to accomplish, was, you know, more regional type communications, and that worked really well. And then there was a station in Florida doing parks on the air, so I tried him and got in on second or third try, and all of those were just 5 watts doing it.
And then
I was really impressed. I mean, all that was just like 5 minutes of operating. I did all that just right away, and that was about 1:30 in the afternoon, so conditions weren't all that great, but I was impressed with it. I'm gonna build a permanent setup for it next.
Have to hear how that turns out once you're done with that. Maybe it's something I might end up throwing up before long.
Worked for you yesterday.
I don't know. Just kind of a normal day. Still trying to get caught up before the end of the week because we start different builds where we, anytime we get ready to launch something different, we do some virtual builds on it, and that's always fun. Since you can't travel, we got to do it virtually, so.
Kind of like learn how to do something new type of thing, just more like instructional?
I think it was more the instructional phase where they build kind of early models before they're too far gone. So we can make any changes, write the steps that need to be done, and then kind of ask for stuff that may help the process out.
That's pretty cool.
The last time when we launched our current models, the GO5 and 7, I was able to go to Germany for it. That was nice. It was the first time I'd ever flown, first time I'd ever left the country, and here I went on a 10-hour flight to Germany for it.
You have to stay over there to do that.
There 2 weeks, yes. We went 2 weeks. We did. We had to do different areas, so we would do one area 1 week, get through all that, and then we started on a different area.
Cool. Did you get to do sightseeing? Was there time for that, or was it just busy work?
Cut off, which was nice. So, I'm going to butcher the name, but me and a buddy that I went with, or one of my counterparts, we went to the New Schweinstein something castle, whatever it is. It was pretty cool, and it was actually the castle that I guess the Disney World is based off of. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's kind of, okay, yeah, it's neat, but, you know, just actually getting to see the inside of a castle was really cool. The only other thing I've been close to that would be, place up here in North Carolina. It's not really a castle, but it's got a big house. Differences are the thing that's always the most shocking when we went there. And I didn't really find the McDonald's till I was getting ready to leave, so it was too late.
He spent a couple years over there doing schooling and stuff. He liked it pretty well. But yeah, he said there's a lot of big differences.
Ask for ice. You got to ask for ice for a drink. I was just like, what in the world? But the beer's good. I'll definitely say that. They got some good beer.
It's weird on the ice, but like you say, it's just what they do, I guess.
About doing this upcoming virtual build this week is going to be that, you know, we have to be on Germany time, so I think I got to be at work at 3 a.m., which is really early. I ain't getting up that early. This is hunting season. I still don't get up that early.
Man, so you got to be at work at 3 is what you're saying.
I'm going to have to be on the road 2 o'clock, try to get there in a good time to get ready for the meeting.
No, thank you. When do you have to do that? You got to do that multiple days or just one?
For Thursday, and I think we go through next week. So I'll miss the Friday build, but I'll be there for all the ones next week as well.
It'll be rough getting up that early. But it's like I said, at least you're learning something. Do something new, so it's not like you're doing some mundane task. But anyway, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. Get this day kick-started. I hope you have a fantastic day today, and stay safe and enjoy it. And, Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4 POT.
3, KO4C, I'll be standing by.
See, KK4 NXC.
Can I want to hog the repeater?
Hey, Tim's normally on there for just a few minutes. I figured I'd let you guys talk.
Started this morning, so... That definitely impacts things.
Tim's done talked me into biting the bullet. I ordered a raspberry pie last night. Went to end up communicating through digital packets without internet assistance.
Like APRS
kind of,
or
not fully. I don't have a grasp on that whole concept yet. I got a ton of stuff to learn. Tim's been dabbling in it, and so he could explain it better. Once I get this and get it operational, I'll be able to explain it.
And I wonder if it's kind of on the same protocol as APRS. Because I know you can send, like text messages and over APRS. And I've heard of WinLink. I've never tried it out. Not really had a reason. But, I mean, it sounds kind of the same where you send email and whatnot over HS.
Hey, I mean, I can send text messages now over the radio off my handheld to him, but this is supposed to give us a little bit better distance, so I'll let you know. I mean, it's something I'm looking forward to. It's a whole brand new area for me.
KN4TFW Mobile.
So you're going to use 30 meters, or is there something?
I'll have to get with you once I learn how to do that stuff. It's just, I had, you know, been hearing about that Raspberry Pi for some time. Tim's got it. He does dabble in this thing a little bit, and he's made some contacts, but I'm normally not with him while he's doing all that, so we'll see. all the parts necessary. I told him to give me a list of what I need to do the same thing he's doing, and he sent it to me. It really wasn't that expensive. I mean, it was all under $200. I think most of the stuff came off of Amazon.
I've looked at pies for different reasons. I've never actually found a good reason that I needed to buy one, but I've always been curious about buying one. But, I mean, what y'all are doing, that sounds pretty neat. I'm curious to see how all that works or hear how it all works.
Him tomorrow, he can explain it.
How about it? Didn't get on my radio last night at all. My wife had bunkos. I had a bunch of women in the house playing some screaming game. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of bunkos.
It's this bad. Getting you a Bojangles biscuit?
A bow time for you, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I left the house this morning saying I wasn't going to stop by and get one, but I'm headed in that direction.
Well, dang. The cereal and some sausage.
Normally eat breakfast, just occasionally. On the weekends, well, Sundays I'll eat breakfast, and Saturdays we'll normally do something. If my wife's home, if we're home together, I normally sit down and eat with her. She eats breakfast. But through the week, I normally don't eat a thing, but wow, I'm telling you, that I got that steak, egg, tomato, and mayonnaise biscuit, and that thing is just like, I'd end up hurting my grandmother if she was here.
They'll make 5 days in a row for breakfast then.
Wait to get over this.
Your wallet after a while.
Bill. You know, I used to have $11 budgeted a day for lunch, because it takes anywhere between $8 and $11 depending on FA to Subway or Firehouse or wherever I eat. But since COVID, you know, I've been bringing my lunch, and I do plan on going out today to eat down toward Moonville, a little restaurant called Three Friends. Man, they got some good food. But me and a co-worker's going to go down there and eat. But I've been saving some money, so I guess I can spend all that money on biscuits now.
$10 a month on lunch. You can buy a lot of radio equipment with that.
I really can't eat lunch at our facility without being aggravated. So, you know, we got a little bit of a break room, but, you know, if you got a driver or a couple drivers sitting in there, you know, you really can't eat lunch in peace. So we normally have to hide an office upstairs to eat. But, that's the reason I normally went out, was just kind of get away for an hour. But I don't see myself getting in that habit again.
Work at my desk while I'm eating lunch and kind of multitasking.
When I work second shift, and I have done that on days where office help is kind of scarce, I'll end up eating lunch there at the main desk. Normally, Tim would be out when that happens, if he's on vacation or out for some reason.
Because most time it's too much trouble to leave, and the cafeteria is just too busy most time.
It's reasonable to eat at the cafeteria.
Put your arm and leg here. But I mean, the selection's good. They got a bunch of different selections here. I guess so many people eat, but man, yeah, it'll break the bank quick.
Just pulling into Bojangles. There's nobody in line. That means I can get in here and get out. It just makes it easier for me to get that biscuit. Guys, here a minute.
Stay away from it this morning. I can. I broke down and had biscuit and gravy at work yesterday, and that shoot, you end up spending $7 just doing that.
Job I used to just, I'd bring me a little package of instant oatmeal and eat it at my desk about 6:30, but here it's just so busy at that time of day that I've been eating it before I leave the house.
I can't seem to get going enough to sit down and eat breakfast. By the time I get up, get my shower, get ready, I got enough time to fix my coffee and get on out the door. I just can't get up any earlier.
Get up at 4, go downstairs, make coffee, make a lunch, go back upstairs, take a shower, get dressed, and then come back down. Give me about 30 minutes to make breakfast and get out another cup of coffee and get out the door.
I need to get up. I crawl out of bed at the last minute.
Yeah, I can't do that. Then it makes my whole day go downhill. Feel like I'm in a panic rush all day.
I sip on my coffee on my way to work, and then I'll drink it during the first meeting of the day, or I'll drink it once I get back to my desk, and we'll go from there. But, all right, gentlemen, I got to jump off. 732. I hope you have a good day at work. Mike, enjoy your biscuit. Ken, have a good one. We'll holler at y'all maybe tomorrow morning.
Have a good one. Ken, 4TFW.
Have a safe day. Enjoy it. 7-3s to you, KK4NXC.
If I'll be clear.
Big plan today.
It's over, so this is the regular day-to-day stuff as far as I know. May if I can get a ride, take the company truck out and get it serviced.
Sounds like fun.
Take it and drop it off and let somebody look at it and then go back next day, pick it up. Kids in the neighborhood, but not so much anymore. Maybe a few houses.
Anybody ever comes to our house?
What's that thing? I think you were on the wrong road when you started back that way.
Recording a banjo music out toward the end of the road.
How to do it.
Grandkids out for anything?
I'm up from Anderson, and we do a couple little subdivisions over by the house, but I don't know what the plan is this weekend.
During the week?
Job not unless I just take off.
You got any time to take off?
5 vacation days and I think two or three personal days I need to take for the end of the year.
Tuesday, you ought to come up and hunt with me.
Where are you hunting at? Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Told me that they got a bunch of sign up there on top of the mountain. He bought some property that runs up top of the mountain. They got a bunch of sign up there of hogs. And I think I could talk him into letting me go up there and hunt. Try to, you know, dispatch some of those hogs. But you never know what's running up there on top of that ridge. There's probably some major big deer back up in there. Nobody goes back up in there.
They say if you take a 5-gallon bucket and take a 5-gallon bucket of corn and put you some grape juice in there and let it ferment a little bit and dig your post hole and pour it all in there, he'll dig to China trying to get that out.
He's
That's how you draw them in, but they said once you bring them hogs in, they'll run steer off because they're pretty dangerous to deer. But listen, I'm destinate. I'm going to say 7-3 to you, Ken. You have a good day. Be safe, and maybe I'll get a chance to catch you this afternoon. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear in your final.
All right, Mike. Have a good day, and I hope you get home safe and that, and stay dry anyway. And I hope the weather ain't too bad in the morning. And I'll say 7-3 KN4TFW.